Secure. 4CBA Mobile. Name is David. Good morning. The KO4LAO. 4LAO. Is that correct?
Roger that.
We have talked before. I can't remember your name.
Jim. And I'm at the base of Paris Mountain over here in Travelers Rest.
Wow. Well, good to talk to you again, Jim. I'm sitting in the drive-through line here at the pharmacy, and give me some drugs. So I came here the other day, and they had filled a prescription with the drug name, not the generic, and she said. I went to pick it up. She said, well, that'll be $2,000 and I said, what? you gotta be kidding me. So they had to send it back. I had to leave and come back. So I'm coming back today to pick it up, and it's, I think it's $16.
That's a big difference in price. Yeah, I've heard you on the radio several times talking about tennis matches.
I'd play today if I could get somebody on the court. Well, actually, I think the hard courts are still wet, but they'll be dry this afternoon. And they've got three hard courts. They've got two in the bubble, but you have to pay for those. And you really need, to have a... be playing doubles, that way it's only $10 a piece. Not too bad.
Where are you located right now?
Sitting kind of under a portico at the back of Marshall Dickens Hospital right here at Memorial. So I'm not really hitting the repeater real good.
Memorial.
Pretty good though. It's like maybe a 4 out of 5. You got the repeater just a little on the receive. It's a little got a little white noise. Just enough to be noticeable, but I figure I'm probably not hitting it full quieting.
Yeah, my driveway over here, so I got a house and a bunch of stuff blocking one direction, but it's enough to the other side is facing towards a repeater, and so it's I think it's kicking that okay.
I live in a HOA, but I put a J-pole on I strapped it to one of my vent pipes. It comes out of the ceiling. They're PCV pipe and PVC. Is it PVC? Anyway, it's a plastic pipe. And I just got me some big what do you call those things? Anyway, the big straps with the like you'd put on, it's a hose clamp, and with the worm screw gear in it, and I got two of those, and strapped it on to that pipe, and I'm using that. That's what I'm using for my for my mask, so you can't even see it from the front of the house. So that's a nice deal. Well, I'm pulling up to the window. Give me just a second, and I'll be back. KB4CBA.
HMF.
For Hotel Mike, Harry in Rock Hill.
KO4LAO, I'm in Traveler's Rest. How are you this morning?
I'm doing quite well. How are you doing? Did you get any snow?
Oh, yeah, we got a good 3 to 4 inches over here in Traveler's Rest, but it's all melting off now.
Not any. We got nothing but a cold rain over here. My daughter and her family are up at Boone, and they got several inches last night, but I didn't realize it got as far south as Traveler's Rest.
Drove into town to go to church this morning. It was all down there past Furman and into downtown there on Wade Hampton.
I hope the traffic's not too bad, messed up too bad. I recognize your call from the other day you and I talked, and I thought you sounded familiar.
And Traveler's Rest, I think you had an HT today we chatted.
Yeah, I'm using my Yaesu FT70 with the vertical antenna and the attic. Working okay.
Yep. Driveway, I've got a Yaesu in my truck here, and using that with a Larson antenna.
What are you running?
At 2890R, I think it is.
Because I'm thinking about what I'm going to do next, as all hams do. I'm just getting started, and I'm enjoying the HT, but I think eventually I need to go to a mobile, perhaps one I can move from vehicle to house.
I bought two of the, it's 2980Rs, I think it is, off of DX Engineering, and they're fairly reasonably priced. I think you're looking for maybe $150 a piece plus tax, but the thing will put out up to 80 watts.
Band or VHF only?
It's VHF only, so what I did was I've got one in the house as a mobile, I mean as a base station, and I've just got a simple antenna sitting on top of a metal ground plane in my study, and then the other one I put in my truck, but both are the same radio.
Well, that's a pretty slick way to do it. I was thinking about just going with the VHF only just to save a few bucks. Most of my chatting is done on VHF, so it seems like you might have struck on a good idea.
KV4CBA. Back, and I got my drugs, and now I'm headed over to my mother-in-law's, and she's got a few things she needs me to do around her house there that she can't do anymore. My father-in-law passed away about 8 years ago. I think it'll be 9 years next month. And anyway, so I'm headed over there. And I know there's somebody else in there. Go ahead.
This is KF4HMM in Rock Hill, and you said you were David.
Roger. Rock Hill, wow. You usually don't hear people in Rock Hill. We must have a band opening here.
Well, maybe so. I have been successful in hitting your repeater every now and then. And then again, can't hit it sometimes, so maybe it is just a good day.
And they're solid. I mean, you've got some white noise with you, but you're certainly readable 100%. Go ahead, Jim.
Gents, I'm going to let y'all have it. I got to go in and grab some lunch here, but it was nice to talk to both of you this morning, and I'll be secure on your last in 73 to both.
Hey, well, you have a good day. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, and enjoy watching the snow melt. And I turn it over to the gentleman in Rock Hill, KB4CBA.
Just doubling with you. Good to talk to you. Thanks for coming back to my conversation. This is Kilo Fox 4 Hotel Mike Knight, and we're clear. Thank you.
4 Mike, Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. It's good to talk to you on 2 meters FM and jump in anytime. 73 is KB4CBA.